Now a trip to Rio's famed Copacabana. Just the name conjures up images of crashing surf and beachgoers wearing not very much. But as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, the Copacabana also produces dozens of small dramas that provide a unique glimpse into the day-to-day life of Rio.
The newspaper said flags are flying on Copacabana in mourning. Intrigued, I venture down to the promenade of Rio's fabled beach and find rippling from the roofs of the kiosks that line the shore square black banners. I order coconut water at one of the grieving concessions and watch Carlos Alves deftly whack the top off the fruit and stuff a straw down the middle. Carlos tells me he's worked here 6 years, but that this stand that's been here for 20 is closing.
I'm going to be unemployed, and so is the owner of the kiosk.
An ocean breeze rustles a flyer on a white table, explaining that these locally owned stalls, which lend Copacabana a Ricky Ricardo 1960s look, are being replaced by more up-to-date eateries sponsored by Nestle's and Rio's ritziest cafes, better to attract tourists who can watch bronzed bodies lunge for volleyballs while sipping local libations. Rio beaches traditionally have been where all the social classes mix. Carlos says Copacabana's facelift jeopardizes that because the pricier new places are beyond the reach of ordinary citizens. The impromptu band merrily plays as if to say, no more doom and gloom. Brazilian hospitality vies with poverty. A girl whose head barely clears the tabletop stops to hawk chiclets. She patiently waits as I finish an interview to clinch her sale. Moments later, two dripping boys shiver up, asking for lunch. Shadows lengthen from the high-rise apartments across the street, and suddenly a policeman pins a young man on the ground. What's he done, I ask. None of your business, comes back the reply. A squad car pulls up and bundles the terrified-looking teenager into the back seat. Rosaria Pereira de Cruz sits like an oracle at the kiosk, picking coconut from a shell. He did nothing, she declares. The police are always picking up poor black kids, she says. I ask her what she makes of all the changes on her beach. Insignificant in contrast to the real problems in Brazil, she says, citing poor hospitals and police violence. I look down the avenue to see a massive wall hiding the construction of the new kiosks. It blocks the ocean from view. Several new kiosks, all alike, have already popped up. The Luis Cafe allows me into their kitchen, dug beneath the sand, out of public view. Cook Paulo Roberto Bento Silva sees nothing but progress in Copacabana's makeover. This will open new doors for me and everybody here, he says. Any local color lost once the old kiosks go, I ask?
Acho que no momento já era, passado.
That's the past, he says. This is the future, an evolution of Rio. A future a little less welcoming for boys looking for lunch, perhaps, but where the musicians say they expect to keep passing their tambourine for tips and play on. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.